Sunday, Yud Gimel Nissan, Rabbi Nachon Schwartz, V'Higadot Halevincha.
So I hope to be to finish half as night. The Gemara brings down in Psuchem Dav Vuf. It's a famous Gemara that everybody knows. It's a Brayis brings down Sha'al and Medosh Behilchas Pesach Koyden Pesach Shloishim Yoy. The thing is that I have to be in the roof as to Endel in the Halucha Endel in the Halucha of Hilchas Pesach. And give drushas 30 days before Pesach, imagine. So I'm just giving the drusha just a half an hour so Bichot should be satisfied and allow the 30 days of the drusha. It says 30 days before Pesach, you have to deal with Hilchas Pesach. That's how the Gemara brings down in Sechefenurach Brodan, Mechaber beginning Hilchas Pesach, Tufchov Tess. First, Mechaber brings down, that's the introduction of Hilchas Pesach. This is Halutha Shalom Adosh. By the way, the Gemara brings down in Mechleikas. The Shemin Gurir learns at Shtei Shabbos, you don't need more than 2 weeks. We're going to meet them the sources of the Mechloikas. One says 30 days, one says 2 weeks, but we pass in 30 days. But basically, I thought, in the Agud that brought down the Mechilta, it's a famous Mechilta, which we say, the Mechilta says like this. The Pusik says, we say it every day in Kaddishi Kol Bechor, Tamad Loyma, says in Pusik, Bavazeh means to point out. What do I point out? To the Matzeh Mura. Beshuish yesh Matzeh Mura Menuch Lefenech. And the mitzvah of our Gadatem is dafke the time when you got placed on your table Matzeh Mura, then is the appropriate time on the Gadatem. It means not earlier, not Rosh Chodesh, not even earlier in the day, but dafke beyoim Bavazeh, when you got Matzeh. It's mashmah from here that the Indian to be oisig and hagud is Pesach and mitzvahs sipping sees Mitzvah, you shouldn't do it beforehand. And the Emes basically, you know, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Tuf Lamed that Taka the Rambam brings down that the minig is that minicha after minicha Shabbos Agudel, you start beginning to say Havud Mehini. And the Agu, the Biagru brings down there And the Bialuche brings down that the Minig, the Gur, didn't have the Minig on saying Haguda. Why? Because it says, Yuchim about the Yoim, Tamad Loim Bavazay, it's Mashpah, you shouldn't mention, you shouldn't deal with the Indian of Sipis, he's Mitzrayim beforehand. That's why the Gur, didn't have the Minig on saying Erev Pesach, Shabbos Haguda, the Haguda. Because it says, Yuchim about the Yoim, Tamad Loim Bavazay, it's Mashpah, not beforehand. This shaped the Gur. But the pain is, what's going on here? Here we mentioned the Braise, Shechanurach, Tuchchav, Sha'al, Medosh, Meshleish, Meyoyim. The ending is to be Isaac in Hebrew, Pesach, and so further, 30 days before Pesach. And here suddenly, you got a Braise, a Mechilta, the Dafka, you shouldn't deal with Sifat Sis Mitzrayim, the ending from Aguda, before Bav is there, before the night of Pesach. So what's going on? It seems like there's a certain contradiction, though. Either you should start 30 days beforehand, or you shouldn't deal, and even say that Gruda, you shouldn't say beforehand, before the night of Pesach. So what should we do? Should we, or we shouldn't? Seems to be certain. I'm not saying that the Pusha is headless, but I'll, first of all, I saw it basically in the Bas Yosef, which is Bas Yosef, brings down the kasha. The Ram brings down the kasha. The Mu brings down to the end of Maseches Gilah. By Dabe Moshe Benay Yisroel, Moshe Ben Yitikun, She Yisha'al the Medoshim Hilchas Pesach be Pesach, Atzeres be Atzeres, Chag be Chag. That means the day of the Yontav, you should doyish that the Ruv should deal and mention the Hilchus of a Chag, Hilchus Yontav, Hilchus Atzeiros. It's Dafke Chag Bechag, it says. That's the Ruv Shagamur in the end of Megillah. Chag Bechag, Atzeiros says, Mash Dafke in the Yontav itself, then you should doyish. And here we've got the Braise, Shloshim Yoim, Sha'arav Adosh, Shloshim Yoim. That's the Ran's Kashi. So the Ran, Siyosef deals with the Kashi. One of the Tereism of Siyosef, he gives a push to tell it. The answer is like this. When we are dealing with Hilchus Pesach, you have to go and prepare the matzahs or deal with chumetz. There's so many dinim, mamish involved. There's many, many dinim involved. The way how to prepare the matzahs. Yes. So, mainly, therefore, obviously, we need many days and weeks to prepare. So, the Ruv has to give all the dinim, knowing how to prepare all the dinim, all the mitzvahs. This is Aluch of Shloshim Yoim. But the actual Chag, when it says in the Gemara Megillah, Sha'al Vadosh, Hilchus Pesach, Bepesach, says the Siyosef like this. What should the Ruv mention in the Yontav itself? He says the words, Lidroish Betamim, Shebavirov Nitztavini Bemoyed Azeh. Push it to mention the reason, what's behind the Yontav, why are we commanded to do so and so, whatever it is. It means the Pnimius of the Yontav, understanding the reason of the Yontav. That means, in other words, means the Indian of the Yontav, like Pesach, is based on Yisrael Mitzrayim. So the Tamim of the Yontav, the reason which is behind this, she should mention in the Yontav itself. But otherwise, the practical aluche, knowing how to go about it, for that you need 30 days beforehand to prepare, knowing how to do Bir Chumetz. Imagine the Yontav itself, the Rebbe start learning how to do Bir Chumetz. Well, it's all gone already. It's Bir Chumetz you have to know beforehand, not now in Yontav itself. So all the practical deen and mavada for that you have to prepare beforehand. But the actual time, the reason behind what's going on, to understand the Yontav, this is Yontav itself, this is the time. So the Chayyid, he could give the answer, according to this Yosef, how he gives the answer on the Kash of the Ran, this could be Pushit, the simple answer. And he says, Sha'ar Hadosh, Shloshi Yoy, Mishaka, the Halucha, the Dina. You got to the Vinach, you're not dealing about Dina, you're dealing about Sipis Yisrael. So Sipis Yisrael, on that it says, Yuchim Bad Yom, Tamad Loim Bavazah. So Lechayyid, this Pushit, Lechayyid, the answer, the simple answer, as the way how the Messiah gave the answer on the Kash of the Ran, Pasha, this could be the answer on the two issues. And Shloish Miyoy, this is all regarding Dinam. And Yuchim Badiyam Tamadloim above there, it's all dealing with the God of Levinuch of Sippers, he sees Mitzrayim, understanding the reason, what's behind the Yontav. And this should be done, Ba'avazah. But Mas, at the end of the day, it's very hard to understand this. First of all, what means Yuchim Badiyam? What means Yuchim Rosh Chodesh? And what's Takib Shat according to the Guru? Shat, you shouldn't mention the any of the season of Israel beforehand, only the nights, Mamash at the time, but the Seder night. A person shouldn't prepare beforehand, learning Raul or learning Bnei Soscha, or to learn Shashemus, to understand the meaning and understanding of the Yontav. You shouldn't do beforehand, Dafke at the time of Seder night. What's Shat is Guru? But you shouldn't deal, you shouldn't even mention the Aguda beforehand, because Yuchim Bad Yom, it's very hard to understand that. I don't believe the Aguda will be against the Lord's Rasamis before Yontav. It's very hard to understand. What's Pshat Lechayim? The Emes, I saw in the Mechilta, very interesting. The Mechilta, the commentary called Mekeves HaMishnah. So yes, it was about 200 years ago. He wrote on the Mechilta, Mekeves HaMishnah, and he says, he learned Pshat, very interesting. What means Yuchim Bad Yom? What should be the Havamina? What means Yuchim Rosh Chodesh? So he says, Gewaltig, he says, because the Havamina was, because there's a B'Shimon Ben Gamliel mentioned in the Gemara. The B'Shimon Ben Gamliel is the one who says that 2 weeks, not Shloshim Yoim, his Shita is from Rosh Chodesh. And Sha'al Medoshim Rosh Chodesh. It's because of the B'Shimon Ben Gamliel which says, Rosh Chodesh, it's Yuchim Rosh Chodesh. Like we see Sha'al Medoshim from Rosh Chodesh, 2 weeks before the Kultur B'Shimon Ben Gamliel. So therefore, This should apply even regarding the ending of sympathy to be regarded to. And the regarded to as well should be 2 weeks before, like the Shalom Adoshim is 2 weeks before, and this should apply to sympathy to see Mitzrayim as well. Yuchim Rosh Chodesh, Tamad Loim B'Yemi, and so further. So you see, Taka, that the way how the Mekeves and Mishnah learned, that he also seems to quote to him, that there is a certain link between those two issues of Shalom Adoshim and the ending of regarded to. This is Taka the Yuchel. Tamad Loim B'Avazeh. Ablamasa, what is the answer? What do you mean Talmud Loin? And therefore, how do we distinguish between the two? Why? Taka, as we mentioned before, Taka, true Taka. The answer is Taka, because Shalom Vadoshim Dinim, we have to know beforehand. But the Sifis Yisraim is Dafke Bavazel. Ablamasa, we still need to understand how the Guin understood this. But why shouldn't you mention Aguda, even Shabbos Aguda beforehand? What's wrong about it? When Pesach is Shabbos, I mean when what's the Shabbos? It means Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Obviously, then as well, you shouldn't mention Aguda because it says Yuchim Bod Yom. Shal is to understand what Shabbos Biagru and how his minig was taken. Not only the halucha which Biagru brings down, but the Biagru brings down that his minig taken was not to say Shabbos Aguda like the Hud Mahini. It could be pshat to understand this is maybe the Ezechas HaMsoifer brings down in Drushas on the Aguda Taker, and he says like this. He says to understand what pshat Yuchim Bod Yom, why Tak not? Could we see the Torah says like this? Ki Yisholche Binuche Muche Leime. Your children, your son will go and ask you the question. What's going on? What's all about this? So Torah says, you should give him the answer. We got to the, you should give him the answer. What's going on? What's going on? Why did the Torah say the word, why do I need to wait until my son will ask me the question? I should write away, give him an explanation what's going on. I have to wait till he goes and asks me the question. Why did he need to ask? If a child doesn't ask a question, and you just give him and you tell him, Dinah, he listens, but doesn't mean to say it won't sort of engrave in his heart, remembering and understanding. If a child sees a thing and he doesn't understand, he comes and asks his father, what's going on, what's it all about? If he asks the question, then whatever I give him, when I explain him, and I give him to understand what's going on, then whatever I say will engrave the child. He'll remember it. Because if he comes along and he has the child, he has a question, what's all about it? Then, when you give him the explanation, this will engrave in the child, and this he'll remember forever. So therefore, you shouldn't give him the answer before he comes along and asks you the child. And Mele, when it comes to say the night, and he sees everything that's going on, the matzahs and the mura and all this, then this will make an impact on the child. He sees what's going on. And this will bring on that the child should have this question, what's going on? And then you give him the answer. This is the gewaltige way of chinuch. Stamos in generally in chinuch is a chat. But you say just to a child verbally, it doesn't make an impact. And rather, when he sees the physical, he sees taka the action. If he sees action going on, then explaining the child in this situation makes more impact than rather with no action at all. Just verbally talking to the child and explaining. And he has no shal, he's got no question, he's just explaining what's going on, what's going to go on this evening, whatever it is. So therefore, it says, this makes a gewaltig impact. And this is the time why the Torah says, this could, this is the Torah, why Bavazeh, Beshushi, Shmatze, Mure, Menuchle, Fenecho? Because when there's Mure, Mas, Mure, Menuchle, Fenecho, you see action. The child sees action, he sees the mura and the mats on the table, and he sees what's going on, and then he has the question. So then, whatever explanation is being given to the child, this gives a gewaltig impact on the child. This is how Mele, therefore, could be taka, this taka b'shat, what the guru and taka meant. That if you say the guru before Pesach, Shabbos Gudel, and usually we say the Pesach of the Aguda, usually people sit down, others who sit with their children, like the group mentioned yesterday. So therefore, there's no action going on yet. There's nothing, there's no mura, no matzah. So therefore, if you explain the child at that point, so then when it comes to the Seder night, so therefore, the pshat is there's no chiddush. The child hasn't seen a new thing because he heard it already by his parents, his father, the day before, whenever. So then, it doesn't make a gewaltig impact. The impact is that the child didn't see yet. He didn't hear anything yet. And when it comes to the Seder night, now he has a question. He sees what's going on, so it makes more impact. And the whole mitzvah of the Gadatem, the Aguda, is the Gadatem Levinchu. Because, you know, the Kasha, the Mechaz Chinuch brings the Kasha. The Choyre, what's the whole thing? The Rambam brings down this as a mitzvah's Esser. The Gadatem Levinchu, the night of Seder night, you should say the Aguda. The kasha is because the mitzvah of sippis eaten sarabi, we all know the Mishnah Beruchas is every day and even every night is a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Zuches yom hazeh asher yitzusim mitzrayim, says the Mishnah, the Ma'atiskri, that you have to mention the sippa yitzias mitzrayim day in, day out. And even by night, as we paskin, like the Brudim Nazariah, that even by night, every day and night, so the chayyim, what's the whole thing of the gadol to the vinduch? A special mitzvah, they say the to mention that you would sit and see the tzaddik. It's a mitzvah. Every day there's a mitzvah. What's going on? So the minchas chinuch gives an answer. Talk of this, that the mitzvah the gadol to the vinduch means teaching your child. The gadol to the vinduch to your child. This is a special mitzvah which only applies to leil seder. But otherwise, let's say he says, if a person sits alone with a seder, with no children, on his own, Avad, he has to say that good, but this mitzvah is the usual mitzvah which does a chiyav day, every day. So only the mitzvah of the chiyav sees Mitzrayim. He's not becoming the mitzvah of the Levinuchu. He's only becoming the mitzvah as, like every day, the chiyav of he sees Mitzrayim to mention every day, but not more than that. The special Indian of the mitzvah they gather to, which is a special mitzvah which doesn't apply all the year round, dafke say the night, is dafke if you got your child with you. And then you explain him this mitzvah, then this is a special mitzvah which only applies later seder. But otherwise, on your own, to mention, to remember, you see Mitzrayim, this is a chiyuv every day. So you see from the Mechaz Chinuch, the way I give the answer, Taka, that the whole yisod of Aguda is later seder, is Taka they gather to Levinchu. And this is the special mitzvah which we see, the Torah emphasizes the Indian of chinuch. To the mechanuch, the children, is the dafke leil seder, which the child sees action going on. And then you give them the answer, this will give a gewaltig impact. And that's why this could be the idea of the guru, that better don't mention and don't tell your child beforehand, don't sit with him and explaining before he sees action. That's why it says, "Hoi kish olcha binuchu." The child should ask the question. When will he ask the question? When he sits by the Seder night and see what's going on, then, at that point, if you explain the child, then this will make a gewaltig impact. In the cloud, in generally, in chinuch, there's also a gewaltig yisod, and it's stammers in chinuch. If a child, you want to be mechanic, a child to sit and learn, or to daven, or whatever it is if the child just runs around and he's playing around and wasting his time, so the child, usually parents shout at the children, whatever it is. The best idea is a father who sees it, he alone should go and take the gemurah and sit down and learn, and this will be the best mitzvah sefer. If he sees the father sitting and learning, this is the best impact on the child seeing action or davening. He should daven, even if the child plays around during the davening, the father usually stops in the middle and he starts screaming and all this business. So if the child sees my father is dealing, the child's davening, this is what he behaves, this is his behavior during the davening. So what impact can the child have to the chan of the child as well, should daven good and proper? You should daven, and if you daven properly, automatically you see how he behaves. So the impact is much more than just verbally and shouting, whatever it is. So action is the best thing. And this could be a taka. You see the Matan Torah taka. It says, the Matan Torah, it says in the Pusik, says Chazal, Royim is Hanishma. What was the idea of Matan Torah? To see the voices? You don't see. Voices usually you hear, you don't see the voice. The answer is, Taka, this was the Yisod, because now Klal Yisrael became a nation, Klal Yisrael, B'shas Matan Torah, so our Gespräch made gewaltig in Nisim, it's to be Royim is a Koyer, because if we see action, it gives more impact than rather just listening, just to hear, than seeing. And Taka, it says, Taka, in the Prusik, the Klal Yisrael was so worried, they couldn't take it, they said to the Moshe Rabbeinu, you should give the Torah, not the Gespräch, you were mamish in fear. So what Moshe Rabbeinu answer? No. Because the idea to see what's going on, vision to see, says the Pusik, Bavet Atir Yerusal Penech Levintich Tatu. This is the whole idea of Cholam Royim Sakharilus. And basically, Tak, as we mentioned before, that late Seder is a certain degree of Matan Torah for children. Regard to Levinch. And if it's a certain degree of Matan Torah for children, that's the Yisod of Chinuch, late Seder. And Mele, therefore, it should be similar to Matan Torah. Like Matan Torah was Cholam Royim Sakharilus. He as well, the thought is the child should see what's going on, and by seeing vision, he sees action. This, the choyer, then is appropriate time that whatever you explain the child, this will make a gewaltige impact on the child, and this will stay forever, and he'll remember. This could be, it's a certain degree Matan Torah for children, as we had Matan Torah, and we had vision, we saw, this could be the idea in Leil Seder as well. Akapunim, so this could be taka the idea why the Guan taka his minig was not to say the Agudi before. Ba'avazeh, it says Ba'avazeh taka dafki at the time when he sees things going on, he sees a matzemura, this will make a gewaltig impact for the child. This could be pshat. I thought maybe now we could understand like this. The Sheikh Murich brings down a simmer tuf ein aleph that we know that first of all is me'ikah des has the gemurah, we shouldn't eat matzah at a Pesach. Yes? Matzah you shouldn't eat at a Pesach. And there's a minig, even a shchodesh as well. We start eating from the I'm going to hook him from a shchodesh, you don't eat any matzah. What's the idea of this minig? This could be a pshat like this. Because the Murich brings down that a kuten she'ene yedeya ma'ashem esapshim belayla sees Mitzrayim, a child who doesn't understand what's going on, he won't understand, he didn't reach the age of understanding what's going on, him you're allowed to give matzahs the day of Erev Pesach. And this is based on a Timus Adesh. What's pshat l'chayre? What's got to do with sees Mitzrayim? That means the child who understands he sees Mitzrayim, him you shouldn't allow giving matzah. Even because of chinuch, even with a mile is not the mitzvah, but he shouldn't eat matzah. But the one who doesn't understand says the mechadremu kud she'en yedei ma'ashem esaprim mitel achile. What's the idea? What's the connection on eating matzah to Erev Pesach with understanding the inyan of the sibbis yisrael? What's the link between the two? So the Timisadation you see in the Timisadation inside in Shale Kif Chav Hei. I'll just read the words of Timisadation. It's a gewaltige. He says those words like this. He says, "Yira." Some asked the Shava, "If you're allowed to give him 8 paces of masses or not?" So he says like this. Yira. It seems like this. The imla yigia kuten lechalal das. If the kuten didn't yet reach this degree on understanding, sheyedeya, he should understand the maven mashem esapmeloi. If he doesn't understand, when you go and explain him. If a child doesn't understand when you explain the nisim, what happened in Mitzrayim, it's shura lachila. Him you're allowed to give matzah Erev Pesach. Omna, but otherwise, but once the kuten reach the age understanding, never the ein lachila matzah. Him you shouldn't give matzah. Why not? Says the Timisadation, Mazarishan. Because it says in Pusay, we gather to a Levinchu. Ba'aveze, lo yemati, eile b'shush yesh matzi emuro menuch lefenechu. That means the mitzvah we gather to, when does it apply? Ba'aveze, leil seder, when he sees matzi emuro, then is the time of we gather to. Now, says the Trimisadation like this. Imagine, if a child that eats matzi in the morning, v'yemala ben kva kreisoy min ha-matzis, he already had matzahs, he's already accustomed to matzah, he knows already what matzah is, and he eats matzah in the morning. Heich shaykh loime bavaze, how could now in the evening you should say to the child at the time, when should you talk the yagadot to the vinnitur, bavaze b'shush yesh matzah? Says the Timisadation, even the ein ha matzah chidish loy lekutni. He says, well, take it out. Because if the child already had already matzah in the morning, so when it comes to the evening, Leil Seder, he sees matzah on the table, so he won't have, it will make a gewaltig impact. Oh, matzah, yeah, well, this morning, Ataka had matzahs. So therefore, this will sort of awaken the child, asking the question, what's going on here? What's matzah? Because he had matzah this morning, so therefore, it doesn't give any chiddush to the child. So you see, it's misadation, it's a gewaltige Sache. That the idea why a child who understands already the idea of Yitzis Mitzrayim, of the listener, this child, him you shouldn't give matzah Erev Pesach in the morning, because otherwise, when it comes to the evening, it won't be any more chiddush. So what does the Timisadation mean, l'chayre? This is what he meant, l'chayre. It won't make an impact to the child. It's not any more chiddush. Seeing matzah on the table, well, obvious. Well, this morning I had matzah. So it doesn't make an impact. This is l'chayre what the Timisadation meant, l'chayre, as we mentioned before. So the child who doesn't understand, the one who doesn't understand what you're talking about, he sees Mitzrayim, he's got no idea what's going on. So obviously this child has no mitzvah regarded to, because anybody doesn't understand. And mainly, therefore, what's wrong? You can give him matzah if he needs to eat. So therefore you can give him matzah in the morning at a Pesach. But the child who does understand, so to him applies the mitzvah regarded to, it says the Timisadation, him you shouldn't give matzah at a Pesach in the morning. So what you see from this Timisadation, a gewaltige Sache, that this is talking the idea like as mentioned before, it's l'chayre similar to the idea like the Guin said. The Guin said his minig was not to mention the Gude beforehand, Erev Pesach or Shabbos Agudel. Why? Because otherwise it won't be a chiddush for the child. The same idea as we mentioned now, intimidation, not giving the child matzah. This is l'chayre a similar idea as we learned in the Guin, that he didn't have the minig not to say the Gude, and l'chayre this is pshat because ba'avazeh, dafke, the child shouldn't know, shouldn't hear yet, not eating matzah, not hearing about the Indian of Yitzis Mitzrayim. For him, it should be a totally new thing when he comes to the Seder, and this will awaken the child on asking the question of Ruhi Kishol Chabinuchu, and then at that point, when he sees physically, he sees vision going on, then whatever answer has been given, this will make a gewaltig impact. And according to this, now we could understand the minig. Why there are who had the council have counseled the minig on not eating matzah Rosh Chodesh? You know why? Because Yuchel Rosh Chodesh Tamad Loimer. So therefore, this is the reason why we shouldn't eat matzah even from Rosh Chodesh. It says Yuchel Rosh Chodesh. Because even Rosh Chodesh, from then you shouldn't start mentioning the inyan of Regadatu. Dafke Bavazeh. So this could be the link why the minig is why the minig on not eating matzah even from Rosh Chodesh, because the similar idea as the Guin from Yuchim Rosh Chodesh. And Meila, therefore, Taka, you shouldn't even eat matzah even from Rosh Chodesh as well. This could be, according to the Guin, the very geschmack, the understanding, the source of the minig, of not eating matzah even from Rosh Chodesh. And Taka, physically, actually, we should Taka see vision of the Beis HaMikdash. And bring the carbon Pesach. He is going to say it in the way.
Amazing. Good.